Thank you for downloading the Elohim Christian Church podcast. Today's message is brought by Faye Clark.
Good morning. Welcome to Pentecost Sunday. Woo, it's exciting. I'm really excited this morning because God's just been speaking to me about lots of things that happened in the early church and that we are just a continuation of that. So, and when we were praying this morning, this is you get this bit for free, but God reminded me that the 120 were just meeting like we're meeting right now. But they had an expectation because Jesus had said he was sending somebody. Who was that? Was it a real person? Was it in human form? Was it a spirit being? Wow, what is it? We don't know. Somebody might knock on the door. Well, I'm not sure it happened how they thought it was going to happen. And I love that about God, because today has not happened how I thought it was going to happen. And I love the fact that our God likes to turn things on its head so we can go, do you know what? I can't do it, but you can, oh God. And so the 120 were just there, camped out in the upper room. I'm sure that they were praising and worshipping and praying, remembering the things that had happened when Jesus was here with them and encouraging themselves in that. Well, this happened when Jesus was with us. Wasn't that amazing? Well, what do you think is going to happen next? I don't know. What do you think is going to happen next? And they were seeking him and seeking him. Then all of a sudden, there was this mighty whoosh. I love that word. Whooshing. Suddenly from heaven, there was this wind. And I was thinking about the wind, and I was thinking, well, you know, sometimes we were sitting in the garden last night. It's like, oh, it's a bit chilly. There's a bit of a wind. But I can't imagine the wind of the Spirit that blew through that place was like a little bit of a wind where we can see the trees just shaking. I would imagine that the wind of that Spirit, that heavenly wind, invaded that room like something that they had never, ever experienced in their lives. And I would imagine some of the disciples who had been on the sea had seen some pretty stormy days. So all of a sudden, the doors flew open. The shutters flew up. I bet they wondered what was going on. Wow, there's an earthquake. I can't decide whether there was panic or peace. I'm hoping and trusting that there was peace and they just knew it was something of God because they were just in that place seeking him. But I think even if I was in that place seeking God and there was this happening and there was doors banging open and shutters flying up, I might be a bit like, ooh, what is this? And then, not only did that happen, not only was the wind, but then there was what looked like tongues or flames of fire that appeared to settle, not on the 12 disciples who had walked with Jesus, not on Peter because he was the main man, everyone, every 120 of those people. The fire fell on everyone because everyone is called and everyone is anointed by Jesus to fulfill the commission. And I've got some great news this morning because it didn't just happen to that 120. Every one of us that knows Jesus can know this amazing, powerful, fire-filled Spirit resting on them. Yes. And when we read Acts 2, we read that it's not about them. It's not about them. The Holy Spirit fire was not for them. It was to empower them with the power of heaven, which meant that they could go out full of power, full of boldness, full of courage, full of compassion, full of love, full of hope, full of a message. Whoa, full of the anointing of heaven. Yes. Wow. I was really excited about that. Because if that's what they could do with that holy fire, then that, guys, is what we get to do with that same Holy Spirit-filled fire. Okay, we're getting somewhere. I've completely blown my notes. Don't even know where I am, so it doesn't matter because God knows what he's doing. So, they're in this room, they're praying, they're seeking, and all of a sudden their world is revolutionized. Now, I don't know about you, but this week, Steve has painted my kitchen and we've had a new sofa. I do not like change. And I was like, hate it. Don't do another coat because I hate it. We're going back to white. But can you imagine if that 120 gone, well, I'm not really very keen about this fire business. Doesn't quite fit right. No! God wants us to change all the time. His Holy Spirit is at work in us to make us different, to make us stronger, to make us be those people that in the Word it says, and they will see how these people love one another, and then they will know that I am God. I want to encourage you today that you are filled. I am filled with that same holy fire power that those 120 were. It's no less powerful then than it is today. It's the same. Therefore, the same power that they received to go on and change nations, you've got. And the thing is that it says in the Bible that it's a continual filling. I know in my notes it says the word filled that they use in the Greek means that it's to continually fill. It's not to fill once and then you can drip it out, but you never get filled again. But this filling, this consuming, this indwelling of the Spirit is continual. It doesn't mean that you go, oh, well, I've got born again, because that's different. Getting saved is different. When we get saved and we give our life to Jesus, we get filled with the Holy Spirit. When he comes to indwell, when he comes to rest on us with that flame of fire, with the wind of the Spirit, when we invite him to indwell in us, that is completely different. Because we're inviting God to come into us. And we're saying, God, consume me. Holy fire, consume me. I don't want to be me anymore. I want more of you. Fill all of those spaces where all of my rubbish is. Burn it up. Refine me. Change me to be all you created me to be. Change me to be able to fulfill the call. We've got to stop asking God for another Pentecost. We've got it, guys. We can't keep saying, God, send another Pentecost. Send another Pentecost. He's going, I've done it. I've sent it. You've got it. Just ask me. The word says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. He's waiting. And I'm excited because I know that this morning God wants to fill you afresh with holy fire. But it comes with this. When God fills us with holy fire, it's going to burn up all the rubbish. But when that rubbish gets burned, it's going to be filled with all the great things of God. And the Great Commission said this, go into all the world. What I have, I give to you. What I have, I give to you. I might not have gold and silver, but I've got something even better. What I have, I give to you. Have Jesus. Oh, you're not feeling very well. Let me pray for you. I'm not a medic, I'm not a professor, I'm not even a doctor, but I know the best doctor ever. Let me pray for you because I'm filled with Jesus and Jesus says that he wants to heal you. I'm really struggling for this. Oh, well, you know what? God's my provider and I'm going to give you what I've got. Now that might be something physical. But it might be that you say, let me pray with you, that you're just going to know God's peace, that he is the one that loves you. He is the one that created you. He is the one that provides for you. You might say, I can't do that, Faye. I'm not really very confident. I love you all, but I don't care. Because with God, He is our confidence. His Holy Spirit at work in us is the one that accomplishes. It's not that I don't, when I say I don't care, it's not that I don't care about you. I love you. All of you. And I'm really shy and I hate that sort of thing. But God is saying even to me, I am your confidence. I'm not going to let you down. I've filled you with the power of heaven. You are a power carrier. You are empowered, full of my Holy Spirit. And that's what happened at Pentecost. Jesus sent the one to be with them, the Holy Spirit. And he came to indwell in their lives in a way that was, I guess they could never go back. Because they all went on to change nations. And what I love is that none of them were amazing at languages. None of them had a degree in 5 different languages under their belt. But the miracle of the holy fire, of the Holy Spirit, enabled them to speak in the tongues of other languages so that people understood. The Holy Spirit is going to enable us to be relevant. The Holy Spirit is going to enable us to speak with boldness. The Holy Spirit is going to give us revelation. The Holy Spirit is going to give us words of knowledge. The Holy Spirit is going to help us to talk to people in a way that they're going to understand what we're talking about, because the Holy Spirit is at work to extend the kingdom through us, because God wants to partner with you. And so this morning, I want to invite you to receive this impartation, to be a church and a people and a person on fire for God, with this same fire in the belly that Pentecost church had. The same passion. We see Peter and John preaching Jesus everywhere. They stood up to the Sanhedrin without fear. Stephen was just an ordinary guy, but what did he accomplish? He preached. He stood in faith. He preached salvation. What did Paul do? Wow, what a man. What a great example. Pentecost is not a one-time experience, guys. It's not a style of church service or worship. It's not a denomination or a movement. I want to say this. It was not an event that happened way back when. Pentecost is the blueprint for the church. It's the blueprint for the church. It's how God wants us to live, else he would not have sent his Holy Spirit to enable, to empower, to build up, to love, to support, to encourage, to embrace. Let's no longer be firefighters. Yeah, I like that. I've not put that in, but I like it. Let's not be the ones who are trying to douse out the flames of the Holy Spirit. But let's be those arsonists, allowing God to be the best arsonist of all and setting us on fire. Let's humble ourselves and seek God and invite the Holy Spirit to come into our lives afresh, anew, to set off some fireworks, to set us on fire, give us fresh passion, fresh vision. I just know this morning that God wants to touch your life in a fresh way, just like the Holy Spirit set those people on fire. And I'm expectant, because preparing this and reading this, I realised how expectant those people were, just afresh. They were meeting every day in that upper room, waiting, expecting. Jesus has said, Jesus has said, meet together. Jesus has said, be together. Jesus said, pray together. Jesus said, worship together. Jesus said, just be together and wait. I'm sending someone. I'm sending someone. I'm sending somebody. I'm expectant that today, when God says he wants to fill us afresh, that he's going to fill us afresh with something new, with that fire, that fresh fire from heaven. Now, we don't need worship music to set an atmosphere, okay? We just have to be ready to receive something from God. And you might not feel ready, but if you are ready, I'm going to invite you to receive something from God this morning. It's not a big, long word. Well, it was, but it's not now. I don't really know how to do this. God hasn't told me. So, there's loads of space here. If you want to receive Holy Spirit fire today, and I'm going to invite you to come here. I'm not saying that I've got it. So I want more of it. I have got it. I have got it, but I want more of it. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. What I mean is I haven't got it all together. But I want more. Yeah. I want more. I love that verse in Isaiah. It says, stretch wide the tent pegs. I want God to stretch wide me so that there can be more of him. That's my desire. And yeah, there's laying on of hands for the receiving. But I don't think that's what God wants to do. I think God wants you to receive something from him because you are ready. Now, you can stay in your place or you can come here. But if you want to receive something from God, it takes us to do something because he is waiting to respond to our response. Does that make sense? Yeah. So if you want to respond to the Holy Spirit, God's waiting. He's excited.